Welcome everyone to the Comic Book Dudes podcast. Sorry about that. I can't speak. I'm LK Comics and Film, and this is Q. We both like Batman, TV shows, film, superhero movies, comic books, anything Batman, anything fandom, anything DC, literally anything geeky. Q, you can introduce yourself, whatever you want. I think I covered it all, but just in case.
Yeah, you pretty much did. I'm a fan of everything you just listed. Nerdum, fandom, geekdom. That's even a word. Film, indeed. No. Bro, who likes those? That's the one dumb I don't like. But yeah. So, all of that, including film itself, all genres of it, no discrimination.
But yeah, so basically, today we're here to talk about the 2009 Watchmen, Disney's rumored rated R list, and whatever the hell we want at the end. But yeah, Watchmen 2009, what is your opinion? I just watched it recently. What's your opinion, though? I want to hear that first.
I feel like it was okay. In my opinion, it didn't capture what the comic did. I feel like the comic got away with a lot of stuff like goofy character design, but they could make it like be done well with their writing. You know what I mean? But when you try to put that in film, it just looks ridiculous. Like, you can't take them seriously.
Yeah. All right. So, I have a lot of opinions on this movie, but out of 10, what would you rate it? Then I'll share. Out of 10, what would I rate it?
Like, what I said was a real break of the movie, like, or a real film breaker. It's probably a 4, I'd give it.
4?
People say it's like their favorite Zack Snyder movie. That's not really a high bar to reach.
Yeah, true, man.
Yeah.
Mine is 0.5. I hated
Dang.
That movie so much. It was so horrible. I'm serious. First off, number one, Rorschach literally just sounds like if he had laryngitis, and it has terrible writing. I hate Zack Snyder as a filmmaker. Seems like kind of a bad person in general. Seems like he's... It was just so horrible, because you have one of the best comics, one of the best graphic novels, one of the best stories made ever. Like, this is on top 10 lists everywhere. This is some of the only graphic novels that actually get on, like, major lists, and you make it horrible. You make it so bad. Like, it was literally just action scene, sex scene. Action scene, sex scene. Action scene, sex scene. Like, seriously. Owlman and Silk, I forget what her name, Silk Ghost or whatever her name was, had, like, that's all it went. And then, like, accompanied by a good soundtrack, that's why it gets to the 0.5, because it has an okay soundtrack.
Damn.
And Rorschach.
But
I
yeah.
I felt like Rorschach was awesome in that one Rorschach fight scene where he grabs the can with the match and he lights the... I felt like that was epic, but that was... I didn't like the rest of the movie.
Oh,
I hated it so much. Alan Moore literally lost, like, he didn't... In the first place, he didn't want it made. So Zack Snyder forcing DC, or DC forcing who... Zack Snyder and DC forcing his story in the film when he doesn't even want it to be in the film. It's just shady. It's not good. The purpose it was made for was money. It wasn't out of the art. It wasn't given permission by the creator. I feel like for example, Alan Moore says he doesn't want anyone to make comic book movies about his stories. Like, he won't even watch The Watchmen TV show, but I feel like that's a different case because that's a different story, just takes place in his universe. So I feel like that's different, but when you're copying his story and making it that bad, then it's just not right. It's immoral. And Zack Snyder letting them do that, I just feel like it's very questionable. Excuse the pun, question.
I agree completely. I feel like this story, this graphic novel, cannot be put to film.
Yeah.
It's that's the reason, or at least one of them, that he didn't want it put to film. They aren't suitable for it.
Exactly.
And
I feel like the goofy costume design, it's comic books, it's superheroes. They do have goofy costume design. I mean, there's literally a dude with a giant S on his and super muscles, and there's literally dude wearing a bat costume. Like, it's supposed to be goofy, but when you try and bring that into cinema, it's way different, and I agree with you on that. Just wanted to make that clear. But I don't feel like that was the only problem with the movie.
Oh yeah, I didn't think that was the only problem either. I think, like what you said, the film direction too, because you know it is Zack Snyder. Yeah.
Literally,
as much as I shat on the costumes,
Rorschach looked awesome.
Yes, totally his they perfectly nailed it because his is more grounded.
Yeah, exactly. I could actually picture Rorschach being in real life. That's how I picture a real life superhero would operate. Like, I don't picture the comedian, I don't picture Owlman. When I picture the most realistic superhero out of, like, this is supposed to be, Watchmen is supposed to be more realistic than any of the other comics, I picture Rorschach. Because he's realistic, he's gritty, he's violent, he makes mistakes. But the identity crisis thing, I love that in the movie, and I felt like that toppled that. But there's one more reason why I hated this movie. And I just want to share it real quick. You can say if you agree or disagree, but Watchmen is supposed to examine society. It's supposed to examine how superheroes would impact one aspect or another aspect of society, like race. The Watchmen TV show sees how it would impact race, how it would impact, like, African Americans or Asians. It would see how it would impact that. The original graphic novel see how it would impact society in general, how it would impact the world if we had actual superheroes like Dr. Manhattan. What if there was a real Dr. Manhattan? How would that impact our world? Zack Snyder's movie is one of the most 1990s CGI, like, fantasy action, cheesy action movies you could ever make. It's a mockery of the original story, and I'm getting very pissed off and stuff because I just hate this movie so much. But yeah, I liked Rorschach in it, but there's one line that, like, I remember there was this encounter between Owlman and Rorschach, and they're talking, and Rorschach's eating beans, and then he says, "You want me to heat them up?" And then Rorschach says no, and he says, "Is that bean juice on your I assume that's bean juice on your collar?" And he said, and then Rorschach, "I'm serious." He says this in this gravelly voice, "No, human bean juice."
And that ain't no way he said that.
I swear he did. You can look up the clip. You can look up the clip. He said, "Human bean juice. It's human bean juice."
Bro, is
that, seriously?
Is this the giant from BFG, like, calling them human beans?
Bro. Yeah, exactly, exactly. But that line just sums up the whole entire movie in a nutshell. Human bean juice. And just, like, he was acting so serious. Like, it was supposed to be, like, really serious. But that line just came across as so cheesily written. Like, you could find that in an 80s cheesy action movie.
That's like if Robin in Titans, you know how, like, it's a darker take? That's like if he said, "Holy shadoodle." But he was playing it so serious.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's literally like the 1960s Batman Robin costume. That's how that line sounds. That's how, if it was gonna put in, like, you know, the short shorts and how ridiculous Robin looked with the elf boots and shit. That's how Rorschach came across.
And I feel like, dude, why are you insulting Batman 66?
All right, look. We all, as Batman fans, we all have a love and hate relationship with the show. It's so goofy, but I love it, but I hate it. But yeah, I'm not going to go into this because I'm not getting a bunch of 60s fans and a bunch of new Batman fans debating, like, the most heated debate, is Batman 66 actually good? But yeah. So,
you want to know something? Everyone says, like, how good that is. Dude, in the 60s, comic book fans were bullying fans of the show. Like, they were beating the shit out of them in cafeterias for having Batman 66 lunchboxes.
I don't think you understand. Comic book fans in the 1960s, 40s and 50s were literally what they look like in TV shows, like skinny dudes with glasses.
Exactly. Yeah, but that was the thing.
I have a question. How can, are they beating up toddlers? Like, you disrespected Batman, you son of a bitch. I'm going to get my garden. Like, you just find a bunch of nerds at a preschool, well, beating up a bunch of kids because they're playing Lego Batman, and they're like, Bane wasn't the real villain. Bane's not Joker. Why are you switching their heads? That's wrong.
Bro, that I think they just took off their suspenders and started beating them with it.
Exactly. They just... they're whipping the little children. But yeah. They're literally... Like, I don't understand how nerds could beat them up. But, yeah.
They had to go for the small prey.
Yeah, that's the only people good to take. But, once again, CG, it was just such a horrible movie. I felt like it made a mockery of the comic book. That was my opinion on it. Q, you gave it a 4 out of 10. I gave it 0.5 out of 10. Just because, like, it's just so CGI and so cheesy. Like, the beginning of it, the setting up was good. I'm not gonna lie. That one shot, like, I felt the fight scene in the beginning was really good. Rorschach in the beginning was really good. But as you got more into the movie, it was just horrible. And then I learned that there's a Snyder Cut, an ultimate cut of it.
Of course there is, it's Zack Snyder.
With 3 hours of content. If you want to watch the Watchmen movie, which I highly recommend you don't make yourself suffer through at least just watch the normal version. Don't make yourself suffer through the ultimate cut. Because it's literally...
It's a Zack Snyder version. He needs corrections for each movie he does.
Exactly. I think that they just come up with the cut after the fact. Like, all right, look, we can add a scene here, and we can add a scene here, and we'll pay the actors, like, $100,000 extra. So, like, trying to fix the movie when it's already out. That's what Zack Snyder tries to do, but... Look. So, yeah. That's it. That we're done with...
It doesn't make the movie good. It just makes it slightly better.
Yeah, it makes it make more sense. Doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah. Like, BVS Ultimate Edition. Or Snyder Cut.
BVS Ultimate Edition did actually make the movie a bit more tolerable. Even though it was longer, I felt like part of the original thing was why it was so bad was it was so confusing. I felt like it did help a little bit, but it's still not a good movie. It's a mediocre movie.
Okay. Here's the thing with that movie that I hate so much and about its fan base. Yeah. The fan base of it, I'll be like, dude, Batman kills in the movie. And they're like, it's another multiverse. He can do whatever he wants. Okay, do you understand that some people, this is their introduction to the character?
Exactly.
So they watch this and they're like, oh, Batman's a dumb, murderous asshole who kills for no reason. Superman. I don't like this character. Yeah, exactly.
People need to understand that Zack Snyder, like, the Zack Snyder fan base is so toxic and such a kiss ass. Like, they won't accept anything. Like, the Snyder fan base is making fun of the Batman trailer because they're like, oh, the cow looks like a... They're trying to find the littlest thing that they dislike about it, like, the littlest thing that maybe all of us, like, just the tiniest thing that annoys us. It doesn't really matter.
Ooh, look at emo Bruce.
Hack it to death. If they find anything threatening Zack Snyder. And half of it, I just think Zack Snyder has a million accounts. Like, seriously. Because how does this guy have a fan base when his movies are really, really bad?
Bro, the Martha moment, it symbolizes how Batman think people alien have no heart. And then he see he have mom. And then he know they have heart.
That's a Snyder fan trying to... explain Zack Snyder's movies. But yeah, Zack Snyder,
yeah,
I hate...
But since this is audio only, just imagine me sweating. That meme of... what was it? Keegan Peele? Just sweating.
Yeah, it's, alright, we're gonna get attacked by the Snyder fan base now. We're gonna attack by the Snyder fan base now. But yeah, if you like Zack Snyder, good for you. We share a different opinion, but you can still like him. Just... Please don't be toxic to anyone else. We may be making fun of, like, the toxic fans, but not everyone who likes his movies. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. Doesn't mean anything about you. Just we're purely doing it for comedic effect. And if you like Zack Snyder's filmmaking, please don't make fun of anyone else for liking what they like. Because then we are making fun of you. But...
And you know what? I'll even admit, just to give them a little bit of something, BVS, I like the action scenes.
Oh, hell yeah. The action scenes were actually good in it. Not the Superman action scene. The warehouse scene was beautiful, except when Batman slammed the crate against that dude's face. That brings me back to Batman Returns, where Batman literally throws the bomb on the dude and then sets the arsonist on fire.
And then he smiles, didn't
he? Didn't you have that as your profile picture on Discord?
Yeah, I had him smiling. Yeah. And my nickname on one of the servers was me when the Batman resumes filming.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, we're getting off topic. So, next thing to talk about is Disney Plus's rumored rated R channel. Now, look, me and Q have been talking about it before the podcast. We don't need a rated R channel, Disney. We need an NC-17 and a hentai channel. Licensed Disney NC-17 and hentai. Okay?
Indeed.
Okay, we don't want your stupid rated R movies. We want NC-17. But yeah, if they actually did that, my question is, would you watch it? NC-17 Tinkerbell, NC-17 Peter Pan. Would you see NC-17 Peter Pan?
What do you mean? I already do, like, on a daily basis. That was a joke. That was a joke for legal reasons.
For legal reasons, sure. But, yeah. I think they're going to go through with the rated R thing. I think that they have so many 20th Century Fox movies. They have the X-Men movies. They have Deadpool. They have a ton of stuff that's rated R that's going to go unused. No more. And it's not making money for Disney. To the point where they're just like, oh, yeah, we're going to let rated R stuff on our streaming service now. Because, let's face it, all streaming services are getting more adult. I feel like Disney Plus was the only one actually meant for kids. Like, you're going to scroll past, like, Netflix. Everything's TVMA. Everything's R. And for the younglings, that's not going to fly. I mean, just letting a five-year-old watch Daredevil and Iron Fist and Jessica... No, letting a five-year-old...
Iron Fist was definitely TV-14. Yeah. That has no excuse to be TVMA.
I think they just added in, like, a couple extra curse words and sex scenes because they wanted it to seem edgy. Edgy.
But here's the thing. Daredevil, like, only had, like, what, two of those? Yeah, and they weren't even fully descriptive. Like, it wasn't like in the room. It wasn't like in the room where they reuse the same shots and keep it on for like 30 minutes. The uncut version of the room. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't even seen the room, man.
Dude, there's one of those that goes on for like 5 minutes. I swear, and it's the same shot the whole time.
Bruh.
It's just hilarious, right, that whole film is.
You should be taking notes, okay, Disney? This is what we need. 5 minute sex scenes of the continuous same shot.
Yes.
And your remakes of your movies. Of course, okay? Of course. But yeah, I digress. I think that they're actually gonna do it. I think they're actually gonna make a rated R channel. I think they're gonna make TVMA things, but I think they should still keep kids in mind because that's their target audience. I mean, let's face it, teenagers and 20-year-olds may get it just for nostalgia, but the kids are gonna be the ones asking your family to get it. Like,
the
no
kiddos.
One's gonna just want to watch the Marvel movies on their own. Like, it's the main fan base is actually children and teenagers.
Yeah, well, it's a great introduction to film for them. Some of the movies.
I feel like the
some of them.
Look, if we're talking like real cinema, like Fantastic. Don't make fun of me, but Life Aquatic, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Maltese Falcon, Reservoir Dogs, like real cinema, like real.
Are we forgetting Fantastic here? The real cinema.
But
what movies should aspire to be?
Yeah, what movies should actually aspire to be? What makes a movie good and not good? Kids are not gonna be allowed to watch those. I mean, when I was like a 5-year-old, you think I'm watching Pulp Fiction, man? You think I'm watching Reservoir Dogs?
Huh?
Nah, man. Like for a good introductory to cinema, I'm thinking you should actually watch Adventure Time, the regular show. Like, I know that sounds weird, but they're adult enough to be funny for everyone.
Last Airbender, have you ever seen it?
I've seen it, and I don't like it. I know, don't hate.
Oh, really?
I don't. For real? Everyone loves it for some reason. I don't get it. I don't get the hype behind it. I mean, I get that. Well, I mean, it was fine. It was nothing out of the ordinary. It was just another cartoon for me.
What do you think of Clone Wars? Because I thought that was still good for like a Star Wars fan.
Yeah,
Clone Wars, it's what the prequel should have aspired to be.
Clone Wars, that's my whole entire childhood. Batman the Animated Series and Clone Wars were the two shows I always watched. I always counted on. I love both of them dearly. Like, it's just, that's the reason. I recently got back into Star Wars a couple months ago, and then I kind of stopped being into Star Wars because, like, I don't know. I'm into things for like a brief amount of time, and I get out of them, except for Batman and a comic. I always stay into them. But basically, that's what got me back in. The new season of Clone Wars, which I loved, and I felt like it really did a good tie-in with the movies. But yeah, we're rambling on about shit.
Wait, which arc was it? The sisters or whatever?
No, the new one on Disney Plus, the new season of it.
Oh yeah. I thought there was like a sisters arc in that season.
I don't think there was.
Oh, that might have been another season then. I might just be getting them confused.
Yeah, I think that was the original last season from Netflix. But yeah, we're getting off topic. Do you think they're going to bring over all the Netflix shows? Because I think that's a bit hot and heavy for Marvel. I mean, even though I think they're a bit soft TVMA sometimes, a bit hard TVMA, but for... Let's talk, like, we're talking about, like, Monsters, Inc., Toy Story, freaking Winnie the Pooh, shit like that. Like, you think there's an audience on Disney Plus for that? Or do you think that, they're actually not gonna do it?
Well, yeah, everybody who ever watched Daredevil and wants that season 4 with Bullseye.
Yeah.
And, like, Punisher, season 2 was weak, in my opinion. Very weak.
Could have used all the season 2s of every single Marvel show on Netflix is weak.
I thought Luke Cage season 2 was actually better than season 1.
Luke Cage is the one exception, in my opinion. I feel like
Iron Fist just had equally bad writing and action in both.
Yeah. But,
it's like if they had the last Airbender movie, except even more whitewashing.
But yeah, but I'm asking, do you think, not that if you want it, but do you think there's an audience actually for it? Like, do you think Disney Plus is like, oh, we need this, people want it? Like, I realize people want it, but is that enough for you to get Disney Plus? Just one season?
Yeah, to bring in the adults.
Bring in the adults, but once again, is that enough? Is that enough? That's my question. Because, like, you bring in, like, one season of a show. It's different if you're bringing in, like, a whole entire, like, I don't know. Like, if you bring in a whole entire company of shows. Like Peacock's doing.
Fox. Oh, yeah.
Like, HBO Max is doing. I feel like they're excelling because Disney Plus just is limited to Disney things. Where they're limited... Not limited. They're adult. Because, let's face it, adult content right now is a lot more hotter than kids' content. I mean, would you rather take your kids to another crappy CGI animated Frozen, or would you rather take them to another crappy CGI Avengers movie? I mean...
I would rather take them to the Batman to show them what real cinema is.
I heard a rumor that it's going to be rated R, and I'm really hyped for that.
I feel like because each Batman movie gets darker and darker, and at some point it's just going to turn into gore porn.
Yeah, basically. Well,
like, it's just gonna be some guy.
I'm thinking of it like, we're not gonna like go really gory. I mean the themes in it, like the mystery, like not like super gory, just the kind of themes children won't be able to understand, like the mystery.
Everyone, even Matt Reeves, has been saying this is very Seven inspired. Have you ever seen Seven?
I heard
the one with more.
It's 70s detective movie and 70s crime movie inspired.
Yeah, he said Chinatown was also one of his great inspirations. Yeah. And I can actually see a lot of it in the trailer. Especially Seven, actually, if you've ever seen that one.
Was one of his big inspirations. I don't know if that's...
Yeah. But
yeah. The Batman, yes. I don't know if I would take my kids to that if I had kids. But I'm definitely going, no matter what.
Hopefully we get another scene like in Batman Telltale Episode 3, if you know what I mean.
Hell yeah, Matt Reeves. No, we need a 5-minute one of those.
Yes, we need, what's his name? Who made The Room? We need his cut.
His cut of it. But
Matt Reeves just emails him like, hey dude, I'm doing it.
A scene over and over again. But yeah.
Just the same. Got looped for 5 minutes.
Got looped. But yeah, basically
5 minutes, just the right time.
Basically, yeah.
Make it realistic.
But we're getting off topic. We went from Disney Plus. We keep getting off topic, but I feel like Disney can't. I feel like they may do it, but then they'll cancel it.
If it doesn't succeed.
Because I don't think there's enough big enough of an audience. Like, that's gonna just get it for a couple shows and movies. Like, there's a difference if you're getting, like, a full bunch of content that's rated R, rated TV, MA, rated... Like, if you're getting a whole bunch of non-Disney content. But compared to, like, Hulu... Even freaking Hulu or Netflix, that gets, like, a ton of variety of content, including children's stuff, but including more for the adults. Because, let's face it, TV is more for adults than kids. I mean, video games are for kids. TV's for adults, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, but yeah, because, like, sort of attention span most of the time. Yeah,
because, like, would you rather be watching someone or actually doing it? Like, the Arkham games. Like, would you rather be watching the anime series or... Oh, shit. I don't know what I would be rather doing. Never mind, that was a bad example, because I...
Yeah, I was about to say. Like, dude, I want to have...
Alright, that's not a fair question. But would you rather be watching like Marvel movie or actually playing like the
You better not bring up that certain game that just came out. You better not.
The new Avengers game.
What? Dude, you know I have a muscle reaction. Or it's like a gag reaction when I hear that name.
I hate that game. But yeah, let's finish off real quick before we go into the Avengers game. Let's finish off with our final opinions on the Disney Plus. Then we'll go into the Avengers game and you can hear our opinions on that. All right, so what is your opinion? What do you think is actually going to happen with Disney Plus? Do you think they're actually going to do it? Or after you've heard everything, do you think it's going to fail and they're going to cancel it? What do you think is going to happen?
I think they'll try it, see if it works. Like, just dip their toes in the water, see how it works. There's a certain show that they've already announced that I think would work really well with a TVMA rating. Moon Knight
is going to be
from...
I mean, it's... Dude, look, it's going to be totally overshadowed by Gotham PD, so they couldn't do it. It just doesn't make any sense. Because by the time... Gotham PD and Moon Knight are probably going to release around the same time. That's my estimation.
Yeah. Well, I think Moon Knight, his... Dude, my favorite thing about that character is that he's just insane. He's like an insane superhero. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, let's... Yeah.
Like, he's fucking nuts. He just goes out and thinks he's, like, the herald of the moon god.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. He's just...
He's like Punisher in Daredevil Season 2. Yeah,
basically. But I feel like he gives me some Batman mixed with Rorschach vibes.
That's because that was what the whole character was based off of. He was, like, supposed to be, like, kind of a parody of Batman in the werewolf comic in the 1970s. Because he even has, like, Moonerangs.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, he was supposed to be like kind of a, not really parody, but a spoof on him. Except the character got even more interesting over time because they decided to branch out like Deadpool. He was just a Deathstroke.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could find that comic book in like dollar bins for a very long time because no one gave a shit about him, for real.
Yeah, he was just a mercenary with no personality.
Exactly. But then they grew his character and people liked him. But I feel like why people like Moon Knight is because he's literally like Batman. He's Marvel's answer to Batman. And that's what he's become. But
we were honest and said this dude is actually insane.
Well, Batman is insane.
Oh yeah, that's why I said if we were honest and said that.
Yeah, if we were honest, let's face it. But, so basically, we both have the same opinion. They're going to try and dip their toes in it, see what happens. I honestly think it's going to fail because there's not a big enough audience that's just going to get Disney Plus. They're probably just going to get it and then cancel it, you know? But, yeah. So now it's time to talk about the elephant in the room. The new Avengers game, Q.
Oh, boy. My favorite game of the year. Actually, you know what? It was better than... Was it, though? Last of Us Part 2. Which is better, that game or Avengers?
I'm going to say Last of Us Part 2. I know it's not a very good game. But Avengers was so bad.
It was really a big disappointment. Well, they both were because,
yeah, exactly. They were so...
Spoiler alert. Last of Us Part 2, but... Like, just skip ahead, like, 10 seconds. Alright, 3, 2, 1. They kill off Joel, like, basically right at the start of the game.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And didn't Avengers do something similar?
Yeah, they killed off Cap.
Right? Yeah, well, that's not really a spoiler, because it's literally in all the advertisement. Yeah. It was in the first trailer.
Yeah, but then they bring Cap back. And that was also in the trailer, so they kind of took away the shock factor from that, too.
Yeah.
So, like, just... they did the whole entire release all wrong. The gameplay is repetitive, the skins are repulsive, literally just disgusting. DLC's not going to save this.
No.
The problem with the game is the game itself. The type of game it is, the controls are really clunky. The graphics are horrible. This literally looks...
Well, that's because it was made for Xbox and PS4, so it couldn't stand up to Spider-Man, which was a PlayStation exclusive. Dude,
look, even the Arkham games look better than this.
Oh, yeah, Arkham Knight looks 100% better now that I think of it. And it was made
2015. And they started on this game 3 years ago. So we definitely had better technology by then than Arkham Knight, because we're getting games like freaking... I don't know, like Halo Infinite. Did you see that game? That looks beautiful. Miles Morales, Spider-Man 2, PS4, PS5, I don't know. The new Spider-Man Miles Morales game. Like, that looks way freaking better than this game. And the gameplay is so repetitive. It's so annoying. And it was supposed to be, like, the next big superhero game. It was supposed to rival the Arkham games. And the Arkham games are literally...
This was supposed to be, well, no, because they already had that with Spider-Man, but their big outbreak.
Yeah, their big outbreak into the gaming industry. Because I think
Which Marvel they already have with Spider-Man, so why try?
Yeah. But, yeah, so it was so horrible. It really,
And marketing bullshit. Yeah.
You're playing on the exact same maps every single time. You are literally just daylight, nighttime. You have the helicarrier to explore, but like it builds it so freaking fast. Like I feel like they should have took more time and built. Yeah, literally just got built after 3 missions, and it would take way longer because that thing was literally so freaking broken that it looked like one of my toys. Like one of my old Star Wars ships that I used to smash and throw everywhere when I was like 5 and 4 years old. It looked that horrible. So like, first off, the story was okay. It was mediocre. It was a Marvel story. That it was just a Marvel story. It wasn't anything out of the ordinary. So I'm going to give it points for the story because it was fine. Gameplay, repetitive. Multiplayer, repetitive. Everything about it, repetitive. Bad skins, bad graphics. really just a flop. And people are like,
we're going to talk about the bad sound effects for the hitting, like the combat. It sounds like a wet noodle slapping something. Like, I could literally come up with something better. Dude, Arkham Asylum had to use celery, and they had better best effects.
And they have like a what was this game's budget? One second, I'm looking it up right now. What was this game's budget?
Yeah, when something like Arkham Asylum has better stuff than you, and they literally were so low budget, they had to use celery snapping for the sound effects. Like, have you heard about that? Like, the when you, like, break someone's leg or something in the special combo takedown, they literally just got a piece of celery, put it to a mic, and then broke it. But I can make better sound effects for combat right here.
But yeah, so I just looked it up and I couldn't find a straight answer. But it, what I read, it seemed to be like around 20 million.
What?
I don't know if that was just a rumor or whatever. I read a tweet or some shit, but I don't think it was 20 million. I think that game had like a $5,000 budget because that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
But yeah, the movesets are exactly the same. It's so clunky. The maps are exactly the same. Story's fine, I guess. It's really just a bad game. And ton of glitches, ton of everything, just really bad. But, yeah, now we're done with negative shit, okay? I don't really like talking negative because why talk negative when you can talk positive about something you like instead of talking about something you dislike? So,
we should balance it like all things should be.
Exactly. Final thing to wrap up the Avengers, it was bad. That's it.
Rating for it.
Yeah.
But, dude, I'd say a 3. Like, the Watchmen movie is better.
Oh, shit. I'm gonna go as far as that. That's like the biggest insult you can give. I'm gonna say I'm gonna say that Man of Steel was better than this.
Kamala Khan was actually an interesting character.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Like,
when I first played the beta, I thought she was just gonna be the one young character who's like, whoa, it's Hulk. Whoa, is that Captain America's shield? What she literally does in the beta?
Yeah, she literally does that in the whole entire game. Like, whoa. Oh, but I feel like she could have been so much more of an interesting character.
I was cringing in her introduction. I was cringing so hard in her introduction with that, like, fan thing. And, dude, these guys are, like, actual superheroes. They're so big. They're just all. She just so happens to meet all of them, and
exactly.
Like,
and Captain America, like, dude. So
and Thor is just right there in the middle of a gift shop, and no one's like, "Oh my fucking god, it's Thor!"
Exactly, like if you see that beautiful blonde hair, going with a gigantic hammer, then you're gonna know who it is immediately. Holy
like,
shit!
I would just
Chris
look.
Hemsworth. And don't get me started on character designs. Like, Captain America literally looked like Chris freaking Hemsworth, and Iron Man literally looked like freaking Chris Evans, and Hulk freaking looked like, and then Hulk and Black Widow looked like Mark Ruffalo and Scarlett Johansson. But I feel like just. So
oh, bad. I thought you meant the reverse. Like, nah. Remember original trailer. Black Widow when she was the Crimson Chin from Fairly Odd Parents.
Yes, I remember that, dude. Oh my god. That trailer.
Bro.
But still, that trailer looked better than the game.
She had the animated series Batman Chin. I swear to God.
Exactly. Dude.
No one would look at that and be like, that's Black Widow. They would look at that and see, like, oh my god, Bruce Wayne.
No, it'd
be
like, holy shit, it's the witch from Wizard of Oz or some shit.
It's Olga.
It's Olga.
No, it's that lady from Shrek. From the bar.
No, it's the thing.
The one who had the mole in Shrek 2.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, humongous chin.
Yeah, I remember that dude. Oh shit. I think that's the perfect description of her. I feel like
didn't Donkey... they say the character model for her and Thor? Or was that just like a something someone said in a tweet? Because I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, same. I wouldn't be surprised. But I forget, man. I kind of stopped keeping track of news after I actually played the story. Biggest waste of time. But
no, they said that the trailer dropped. Like, they leaked that. Someone did. After all the stuff about it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But, yeah. We're getting off topic. Our final topic, and then we're going to end the podcast. First episode of Comic Book Dudes. But, yeah. So, final topic is... Do you think anyone in that Marvel office, when Stan Lee came up with Man-Thing, was not snickering? I mean, come on.
Bruh, he said...
Like, they were just like, go do it, Stan. Go do it, man.
Dude, he's a legend. He'll do something great. See,
yeah, man.
Everyone... All right, I do love him. He just wasn't perfect. Like, what was that show he made? Like, Strip of Lettuce?
Stripperella?
Yes, Stripperella.
Strip of Lettuce. Yes, Stripperella.
Isn't that a shoe? Or something?
Stripperella. It was a comic book character before it was a show. It was...
Oh, my God.
The show was horrible. It was about a stripper that became a superhero. And Stan was truly right about his two passions in life were women and comic books.
Dude, have you seen that one picture of, like, what was he, on a couch or something? And he had the whole...
Oh, yeah, the Playgirl poster 72. Dude, Stan, I have heard... Like, have you ever seen the show Comic Book Men? They talked about that on there. And he was like, the one thing he wanted them to be was like, everyone was like, why did you do this? But then he said he wanted everyone to know, it's like, wow, look at that dude's body.
That's why he had a Hulk comic covering it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was showing you the comparison.
Yes, of course. But yeah, R.I.P. Stanley first. R.I.P. Stanley. He did so much good.
Sorry for
comics,
ripping on him.
Supporter. He created so many great characters, so many great stories. Basically shaped not.
He really changed the industry.
Yeah, he made it.
He did. He did Justice League better with his Fantastic Four run. Like, the original Justice League was not good. In my opinion, at least. And he said, well, what if I do this, but, like, make it everything that it isn't? You know, like, the whole bonding of the team? Like, it felt like the Justice League were more of a group of people who've never met each other, but just go on missions in the 60s. But he made it, like, a family of superheroes. Like, the first one. Like, the first family team of superheroes.
Exactly, yeah. Like, he kind of set the standard for everyone with those teams.
He was the one who made the, like, founding... what's the word I'm looking for?
He created basically everything we know about comic books today. I mean, it would take, like, 24 hours, a whole entire day, to list all of Stan Lee's creations.
And I got
another 24 hours, at least.
He laid the bedrock for the comic industry.
I think you mean foundation.
Nah, I mean bedrock. Have you ever played Minecraft? Like, that's the almost the very bottom.
Yes, of course. Of course. But yeah, I think that's gonna wrap it up. Thanks for listening to Comic Book Dudes. I'm LK Comics and Film, and this is Q. Say goodbye, Q.
Hello. Bye, Q. Insert laugh track here.
Don't pull that back. But yeah, I think that's enough for us. Tune in.
That's all, folks.
For our next episode, that you know, that's all, folks. All right, thanks for listening.